This is Tom Rowe with the local news for WGXC for Sunday, March 23rd, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Quote, "There are many ways to increase the amount of power we can deliver to the Hudson Valley," unquote, New York Senator Chuck Schumer said in a press release this week, quoted in the Daily Freeman. He was talking about possible rate increases for Hudson Valley electricity consumers, but the issue is also tied to the amount of power that can be delivered through the Hudson Valley for New York City consumers. The Public Service Commission is considering proposals to refurbish, replace, and/or add new electric power lines through several towns in the WGXC listening area through to New York City. Public Service Commission holds its next meeting at 10:30 a.m. Thursday, March 27th, in the 19th floor boardroom of its offices located at 3 Empire State Plaza in Albany, with a live video web stream available online. William J. Kemble in the Daily Freeman reports that another public forum on the issue will be held Monday in Kingston, this hearing at 7 p.m. March 24th in the Ulster County Legislature Chamber on the 6th floor of the Ulster County Office Building at 244 Fair Street in Kingston, is about, quote, the proposed, quote, capacity zone that would, unquote, that would require local utilities to purchase their peak demand electrical supply from sources closer to home. Quote, both the new capacity zone and the transmission upgrades are meant to address these consumer demand bottlenecks, unquote, Citizens for Local Power co-founder Jennifer Metzger is quoted in the Daily Freeman. The forum will open with a discussion of planned transmission line upgrades being considered by the State Public Service Commission. Representatives for electricity provider National Grid, transmission line developer Boundless Energy, and New York Independent System Operator are expected to attend. New York State Department of Transportation Commissioner Joan McDonald announced March 21st that the DOT will install a four-way overhead flashing beacon at the intersection of Route 9G and Broadway West Curly Corners Road, that's Dutchess County Route 78, in Tivoli, after several recent fatal accidents there. Since 2009, there have been oversized stop signs and stop-ahead signs on the Broadway and West Curly Corners Road approaches, which reduced crashes by 80%, according to McDonald's press release. Two Bard College students were killed by a hit-and-run car at the intersection in late January, and after Brandon M. O'Connell, 21, of Hudson, died March 3rd as a result of a car accident there, Tivoli Mayor Brian Crana called for upgrades. Work begins next week to survey the intersection with a new flashing beacon promised by Memorial Day. Today is Sunday, March 23rd, 2014, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts that it will be partly sunny, with a high near 31 and a low around 7. Wind chill values should be as low as negative 9. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 27. Wind chill values as low as negative 10. Monday night should be partly cloudy with a low around 11. Tuesday, a chance of snow showers, cloudy with a high near 29. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.